Welcome back to the show. Boy, it's been a busy morning. We have a lot of moving parts going on today. We just covered live the conversation between U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. They have now gone into a private meeting over lunch to discuss trade tariffs, and we'll see what comes from that. We've also been keeping our eye on Ottawa. We know that Tamara Leach and Chris Barber, the two found guilty as being leaders of the truckers' convoy from 2022, are waiting to hear sentencing. We now know just early indications they will be receiving conditional sentences after being convicted of mischief for their roles in the protests. So the justice in this case, Heather Perkins McVeigh, handed down the sentences here just recently. Both of those people, by the way, Leach and Barber, found guilty of mischief in April. Barber also found guilty of an additional offense, counseling others to disobey a court order. So we don't know more than that, but the fact that it's a conditional sentence tells me it's nowhere near what prosecution was looking for, which is not surprising and the right decision in this case. We don't know what the conditions are, if there's going to be any further incarceration time, but we're going to continue to follow this story. As you look at the people outside of the courtroom this morning, there's lots of hugs. I'm seeing some high fives. So Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, and their supporters clearly happy with the decision from the judge of a conditional sentence as a result of this. So we'll continue to follow this story and bring that to you here as well. Okay, well, how do you start your day with a cup of coffee? I'm in the station here bright and early. It's 5 o'clock, have a cup of coffee. In fact, when I walked in this morning, one of my coworkers here, Buzz Elliott, across the hallway, he likes to grind coffee beans, so I walk into the sound of the coffee beans being ground. He makes a fresh pot of coffee as well. So coffee for many people, that's how they get their start to the day. That's how they get their caffeine. There's other ways. I'm not a big fan of caffeine drinks, like energy drinks, but I mean, obviously they're packed with caffeine. But what about this trend of caffeine pouches? Have you heard of these just small pouches? They come in a tin. Actually, they look like chewing tobacco pouches is exactly what they look like. Like a little tea bag, if you will. But you basically put it between your lip and your gum. And because the gums have a lot of blood vessels, it's a very quick way to get caffeine into the bloodstream. Well, these things are becoming very popular. There's a ton of different flavors. To answer questions about this trend, which is really taking off, and right now most of this is being bought online, I'm happy to have Gabrielle Landsverk joining us. She is the Business Insider Health, Nutrition, and Fitness Reporter. Gabrielle joins us this morning by phone. Thank you so much for taking the call, Gabrielle.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I did a bit of a preamble on these caffeine pouches. I've never tried them before. I have seen them before, but give us the rundown. What are these things and how do they work?
Sure. You gave us a great intro, by the way, right on the money with that information. So caffeine pouches work by delivering caffeine through the oral route via the mucous membrane, which means that the stimulant caffeine gets into your bloodstream a lot faster than if you're drinking a cup of coffee or an energy drink, which has to go through your digestion first. That can be a huge advantage for folks who need a caffeine boost on the go. It can also be a more discreet version of caffeine because you often can't tell if someone is using one of these pouches. So if you need a boost without actively chugging a C4 or a can of Monster, that can be an advantage as well.
How about the amount of caffeine, Gabrielle? Like, if you think about how much caffeine you get in for just an average cup of coffee, one of these pouches, how do they compare?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think that's really key to the debate over whether or not they're good for you. So the average cup of brewed coffee, a 12-ounce cup of coffee, is going to have anywhere between 100 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. One of these pouches can have anywhere from 500 to 400 or more milligrams of caffeine. So just to give you some context, the FDA recommends that 400 milligrams of caffeine a day is a safe amount for most adults. Once you get up into the 1,000 or more milligrams of caffeine a day, that's when you start to see some more serious side effects. So One risk of these pouches is they can have a lot more caffeine than a cup of coffee, and you can get it much more quickly into your system than if you're trying to drink coffee or energy drinks.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I haven't tried them, but I've seen just online some people are now mixing them because they come in different flavors, right? So you put two pouches mm-hmm. in your mouth and one's chocolate and one's mint, you get a chocolatey mint. But I mean, the amount of caffeine, obviously, is something that people should be taking into consideration.
Right, absolutely. And I have tried these pouches. I got to say that the flavors are very compelling. It's just like a piece of gum that you might pop into your mouth. You get the flavor boost that wears off over time. You replace it with another one. So if you're sitting and working, or maybe you're a student in class or going to the gym, you may go through a couple of these pouches without thinking a lot about the amount of caffeine that you're consuming. And as we mentioned at the top, because it enters your bloodstream so much more quickly than when you're digesting, there's much less of a limit on how much caffeine you can get into your system in a short amount of time. If you mm-hmm. sit down and drink a cup of coffee, right, in order to get to the amount that you would need to see serious side effects, you'd have to drink 5 or 10 cups of coffee, and that's a lot of liquid to get into your system, right? So this is a much faster route. There's much less of a natural cap on the amount of caffeine.
Gabrielle Landsverk is my guest, Business Insider, health, nutrition, and fitness reporter. So they haven't been authorized in Canada yet, have they, officially?
That is a great question. We're based in New York, so my reporting is limited to the United States.
So, my understanding is they haven't been authorized for sale in Canada. However, people can go online and buy them. That's how people are getting them. I am curious to know when we're talking about how they market these, knowing that there's chocolate, blueberry, berry blast, all of these things. Are young people attracted to this? Is this becoming a trend among younger age groups?
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing a similar phenomenon as we've seen in energy drinks over the past couple of years, which I've been reporting on extensively. So one of the concerns is that younger people, folks under 21, could be much more sensitive to the side effects of caffeine and an overdose of caffeine, and that tends to be the age group that is more willing to take too much at once, right? So based on the social media presence of a lot of these caffeine pouches, along with the flavors, there is a real allure to young people. And when we talk about how discreet the pouches can be, that also makes it possible for students in high school to use them in class, whereas they may get flagged by a teacher for carrying energy drinks or things like that. You often can't notice these pouches. They're much harder to spot, and so it makes it harder for adults to have oversight over how much students or folks as kids might be using these pouches.
You talked to Gabrielle about the FDA and how they have a recommendation of how much caffeine is recommended as safe daily consumption. So if we go on the concept that there is an amount of caffeine that is not harmful to you, it's okay for you to ingest it. Are there any health risks to consuming it this way? So putting it in your lip and consuming it that way, does it bring about, because I think about lip cancer, for example, with regard to nicotine pouches or chewing tobacco. Are there any health concerns with this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's too early to say because we don't have the same kinds of research that we have in nicotine pouches, right? I think it's something to keep an eye on, certainly. For now, I think the dose really is the deciding factor. I think if you're the type of person that benefits from a little caffeine, you understand the dose that works for you without side effects, and you're using these in moderation, I think it can be a fine option for some people. However, we do know that a lot of the benefits from caffeine come from having a good old cup of coffee because it includes a lot of other nutrients like polyphenols that help protect against heart disease and can have a lot of other benefits beyond just the caffeine. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make a plug for my morning cup of coffee. You said you enjoy that as well. I think the old-fashioned way of getting your caffeine is still the best route for health as far as I'm concerned.
Good stuff. Well, Gabrielle, I appreciate you joining us. I always enjoy reading your columns in Business Insider, and we appreciate you carving some time out for us here this morning as well.
Thank you so much.
Gabrielle Landsverk, who is a Business Insider health, nutrition, and fitness reporter. She's quite the enthusiast. She does. She's a power lifter. If you follow her, she's a. I think she's part of a roller derby team, and writes some great articles, as I said, for Business Insider. So, what do you think? Have you tried the caffeine pouches? I've never tried them. I can tell you, I don't. I'm not a guy that can do chewing tobacco. I tried it. I tried one of the, you know, just take a little pinch. I had a buddy that was doing chewing tobacco, and I said, let me just give that a try. I put it in. I didn't. I actually started sweating right away. Like putting that. Now that was tobacco. This is caffeine. I enjoy a cup of coffee. So I'm not a guy that usually will drink caffeine infused drinks like Monster drinks or those types of things that you can buy convenience stores or wherever. Get your jolt of caffeine. So I'm not sure I'm trying this, but I'm curious to know if you have. How does it work? Does it give you that shot of caffeine? Does it feel different than drinking a cup of coffee? I'm welcoming your text at 1-877-332-8255. Let's take a break. We'll be here momentarily on the Evan Bray Show, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.